Chitza. Mechitza means a wall. And Kiratanya, I'll let you bring your proof. Why do I have to have a proof? Because we'll soon see there's a mandioma that says here mechitza doesn't mean a wall. It means a chaluka, it means a division itself. So therefore we have to bring a proof now that guda, that mechitza means a wall. What's the proof? Kiratanya, we learned other places. Mechitza ha-kerim shenifritza. Now if you have a mechitza wall between two properties, one side a person is growing vines, grapes, and on the other side, let's say, is growing a wheat, a barley. So without the wall in between, there'll be a shail of klayim. Because of the mechitza in between, that stops the yisr of klayim. So now mechitza sakerim, of the wall now, shenifritza, breaks down. So oimaloi, we tell the baal hakerim, gidor, build up that fence. Like we don't want now to be nisr klayim here, klay hakerim. So we tell you, build it up. Chazra v'nifritza, let's say it breaks down a second time. Again, oimaloi gidor, we have to keep on telling him, make sure that fence is up. Because if you don't build it up, you should know there's going to be an issa klayim here. What's going to be nisiyai shuhemenu? Let's say the owner gets disgusted already and says, leave me alone. I'm not going to build this up no more. Dram this kind cup. I give up. I'm not going to build it no more. Nisiyai shuhemenu v'loi gidra. And the owner of the gekerim, the owner of the vine, did not build it up. So I raise their kiddush. You should know because of this, what grows now, the new growth is like klayim. Like the vines and the wheat are growing together, and therefore the Baal HaKerem, he's the mazik here. The Chayi Bechriusa, and he's Chayi Bechrais. This we'll see later on in the Sech exactly why the Baal HaKerem is Chayiv, why not the other one. So Rashi says, Kiddush means HaTfua, means now the Tfua, the wheat. Im Hoysef Masayim, if it grows now 1/200 more of what was there before, it's Chalanissa Klayim, because less than 1/200 is Bata Barayv. But once there's a new growth that's more than 1/200 of what was there before, so the new growth is growing, but it's a klayim, and it's not bottle, therefore it becomes also the hanor, the tfua, and therefore the Baal HaKerem, he has to pay for it. So Shalom, why the Baal HaKerem is the mazik? Why don't we say the other one is the mazik? So we'll see later on why. But I call upon him, according to this Shalom, when the Mishnah says, Ha'ashutfim shirotzo lafas mechitza, what does the mechitza mean when they decided together to build the wall? When together they decided to build the wall. So now, taimo derotzo. Why do they have to build the wall? Only because they both decided to build the wall. They decided themselves. But mashmaholei rotzo, let's say they did not decide together. Because they only decided to split, but not to build up a wall. Then the halacha is, ein machiyav enoisai. One shutev cannot force the other one to build the wall. But until now, they shared this chatzah together. Now they both decided it's about time we split this chatzar. You take half, I take half. Okay, they decided to split it. Now the Mishnah still is mashma, there's no chiyah for them to put up a wall in between. Only because rotzu, at Lashna Mishnah is, ha-shutfim she-rotzu lasas mechitzam. The only reason why they have to build up the wall is because they both agreed to build up the wall. But if they do not agree, they do not have to build the wall. So what do we see from here? Alma we see, Hezek Ria Lav Shemei Hezek. There's a certain type of a Hezek that if you would like to do some private things in your Rishus and somebody else is looking in, you can't do it. So here by a chotzer, you're dividing up now. So you're going to own this part of the chotzer. Now you would like to do some private things there, but calls the man, the other one is looking at you, you can't do it. So the question is that called a Hezek or not? Is that called the fact the other one could look in and see what you're doing, he's doing damage to you? The other svar is no, since up until now you didn't do private things there, so who tells you to go do private things in the chotzer? Like up until now, you didn't do that much private things in the chotzer. So the chotzer doesn't have to be for private use, it's usable to store things, put things there. So the fact the other person looks at you, that's not called such a hezek. That's the big machlokes here in the sugya. The fact that somebody else looks at you and stops you from doing things you would want to do, is that called a hezek or not? And of course it depends where you are. Like if you're in the house and somebody, the next neighbor has a window that he could look straight into you, that would be called a hezek. Because inside your house, cheaply, you do private things. If somebody else is looking, he'll stop you. That for sure is called a hezek. Here the shalom is in a chotzer. The chotzer is outside the house. You don't do that many private things, because maybe you would like to. That's the Shiloh, the fact he's looking in now, is that called a Hezek or not? If you tell me now the fact he's looking in is called a Hezek, He's like being mazik you. Al teshochein, al sheneiver, he's doing you damage. Therefore, you would have a right to force him to build up a wall together. Like he's not allowed to be mazik you, you're not allowed to be mazik him. So therefore, there should be a tekonim in the rabbonin that when shutfim decide to split, they should have to build up the wall in order that neither of them should give hezekriya to the other one. Now, we'll be medayed from our mission, not like that. Since our mission says, even after they split, they do not have to build the wall, only because they agreed to build the wall. But if they do not agree, they do not have to. So our mehezekriya is lav shemehezek. The fact that somebody may look in your chutzar and that will stop you from doing private acts, that's not called a hezek. Again, only in the chutzar. We'll soon see about the house. So if you learn that when the Mishnah says mechitza, it means the wall itself, so you have a proof that hezek riya lav shemay hezek. Now the Gemara says, who said that's pshan the Mishnah? V'yema, why don't I say mechitza plukta? Maybe mechitza means plukta, the actual dividing. Maybe it means chalukah tachotzer, the fact that they both agreed to divide up. Now I'll bring you a proof. Kedachsid, like it says a pasuk in Bamidbar, v'atihi mechtzas edom, the division of the edom, that's how much each one gets in the portion of the shalol, the gaf on the mechama there. So the kids, you see, mechtzas, even though it's not lashon of mechitza here, but close to it, that mechtzas mechitza could also mean lashon of dividing. So maybe when the Mishnah says Hashutfim Shirotzo Lasas Mechitza, maybe it means when Shutfim decide to divide up their property. What's the halacha then? Vechivon Derotzu, once they decide to divide up their chotzer, right away there's a tekonim of the Rabbonin, Boinen Es HaKesel BaKorchoi, that will force them to build the wall in between them. And you know why? Alma Hezek Riyash Mehezek. Once you two Shutfim decide to divide up, so now each one is going to own half the chutzah by himself. Now it's a sorrow when you own it yourself. You're going to want to take a suntan there. You're going to want to do some private actions there. And you're not going to like it, the fact your friend is looking in. So the fact your friend could look in is going to be mazik you. That's a sorrow, hezek, riyah, shumei hezek. It's like a tiny midiraisa. You have a right to tell him, stop. I just tell the guy not to look. It's not possible. There's no wall there. What do you mean not to look? Anytime I walk out of my chutzah, I'm going to see you taking a suntan. It's going to bother you, like there's going to be friction here. When am I supposed to use it? How am I supposed to use it? Therefore, there's a tekonim of the Rabbanan that in such a case, you have to build up a wall. Once the shutfim decide to divide up the property, if the old hezek riyah shimei hezek, that's a svara the Rabbanan would be misakin, that you have to build up a wall now in order to stop this hezek. So maybe that's pshat the Mishnah, that rotzu mechitza only means the division. But once they decided to divide up, you have to build a wall. So Mar says, no, ihoch, if that'll be the pshat, hai sherotzu lasas mechitza. What does the Mishnah mean that they wanted to make a mechitza? Sherotzu lachzais mi boile. If the Mishnah only meant mechitza division, it should have said, hashutfim sherotzu lachzais. If the shutfim wanted to make a division. What's this lashon of sherotzu lachzais? The word lachzais is extra. So Mar says, el amai. So what do you want to tell me pshat the Mishnah is? Hashutfim Shirotza Lassas Mechitza means Guda, that the Mishnah means when the Shutfim agree to build up the wall, that's the only time they have to build up the wall, but if they don't agree, they don't have to. If so, Boinen Es HaKoisel, why does the Mishnah have to say, Boinen Es HaKoisel, they have to build up the wall, Boinen Oysemi Boile, it just should have said they should build it. Again, if you're telling me, Hashutfim Shirotza Lassas Mechitza Bechotza means Shutfim that decided to build up a wall, so you know what you should have said then? Burn an Eisoi. They're supposed to build it. What do you have to tell me? Burn an Esha Koisel. Like the word Koisel is extra. If you're telling me the word Mechitza means a Koisel, so what does I have to say again? Burn an Esha Koisel. The word Koisel is extra. So that would be Mashma. The word Mechitza only means the Chalukah, a division. So Mar says no. E Tony Eisev would have just said the word Burn an Eisoi. Have a mina be Mesifas Bialla. You know what type of a wall they have a right to build? Any type of division. The most simple material there is, Masif, which just means any type of a division. Kamash Malan Kaisel. The Mishnah wants to teach me, no? Like the Mishnah says later, there's a chiv here with the Rabbanan to build up a nice, strong, solid wall. And what type of a wall? That depends upon the Minhag HaMedina. Whether it's 6 tefachim wide, 5 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide, that's telling the Minhag HaMedina. So the kids said there are two ways to learn here. We're not clear yet. Now we want to bring Rayas. Tomorrow it says, Boinen Es HaKoisel B'Emtza, that you have to build the wall in the middle. Tomorrow says, Pshita, Of course you have to build the wall in the middle. Like we're going now that Shutfim agreed to divide up. One Shutfim just agreed to divide. And the Rabbanim says you have to build the wall. Or else they both agreed to build the wall. So if they both agree to do it, Pshit, it has to be done in the middle. So Mar says, Lo'tzricha, the Chiddush is, Tekodem Chad Ritzil Chavrei. One went and convinced his friend to divide up or to build the wall. Because really one Shutfim did not want to. But the other one kept on begging him until he agreed. Says so, Mal the time I would have thought to say, Motzi Yomalei, the second Shutfim could say back, Ki Yisrat Soy Lecho, you know when I agreed to your demand to split or to build, V'yavira, I only agree that the space, now we should divide up the use of this chotzer. But v'tash mishto lo yisrat soy l'chom. I never meant to agree to you that when we build the wall, I'll give up part of my property. To give up my property, I never agreed. Kamash malon, that's the Chiddush know, that once you agree to split, or else once you agree to build up the wall, by saying that means that you agree to give half of the property for that wall also. Therefore the Mishnah says, once they have to build up the wall, how do they build it on whose property? On both properties equally. Now, the Hezek re'alav Shmei Hezek. The first part of the Gemara again is that we'll go now so far that when the Mishnah says Rotzul Lassus Mechitzam means they wanted to build the wall. In other words, if they did not agree to build the wall, they do not have to build the wall. Why? Because Hezek re'alav Shmei Hezek. The fact that your friend could look in what you're doing means nothing. So Mark says, is that true? Toshma, come and bring your proof. Our Mishnah says V'chein Begina. It says V'chein Begina, and here it says Chayiv Lassus Mechitza. Mashu, when you divide up the garden, here there's a chiyuv to build up a wall. So why do you have to build up a wall? The chur because Hezek Riyah Shemei Hezek. So you see from the second case of the Mishnah that there is such a svara like that. That if somebody looks in and does damage to you, you have to take away that damage. You have to build up the wall. Tomorrow says maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you Gina Shani. A garden that you have all your tfu, all your wheat, or all your corn growing up nicely, here it's much different. Kidder Rab Abba. The Yom Rab Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Oso Liyodom Lamed Besada Chaveroi, Bishoshi Yomedis Bekai Maseho. Bishas, somebody's cornfield is growing up beautiful. All the corn is mamish growing to its spits, to the top. You're not supposed to stand there and look there. You know why? Because you're going to give it an ayin hara. So the pshat is by a field that has the things growing already, here if somebody looks in, that's a very big hezek. That's not stam a hezek that he may stop you from doing your private usage, but rather that's a hezek of ayin hara. Ayin hara, that's a bigger hezek. Rashi says, Shle yaziko ayin hara. And now let us stand and watch your friend's kaimosoi, because you may give him an ayin hara. So why is this hezek of ayin hara, that's a bigger hezek than just stopping your friend from doing some private things. So by Egina, everybody would agree, hezek riya shemei hezek. Right. Then the Mishnah says, they both have the same halacha, the resha and gina. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, I'll the gozes. That's only going on v'chein, on the same type of material that you have to build up the wall. But maybe not the same reason. Toshima, I'll bring another mission later we have. Koisel chotzer shenofo. Let's say you had a chotzer that you divided up already, and you had a wall built up between you two. And that wall fell down. So it says the mission later, mechayov v'noise livnois ad dalad amas. We force you to build up that wall again, at least dalad amas tall. So why do we force you to build it up? Because otherwise there'll be hezek riyah. So you see there's a svara that one shutev has to stop looking at the other one. So Gemara says, no, nofel shani. That if it fell down already, then it's a tremendous damage. It's like this. If you don't have a wall altogether, so you're not used to doing private things in a chotzer. So therefore the fact he looks in doesn't bother you that much. But if you once had a wall up there, that means you have privacy already. That means you're used to taking a bath there, you're used to taking a suntan there, you're used to doing dvarim shebetzina. So now when that wall falls down, it's terrible. What you're used to doing, you can't do it anymore because he's going to look at you. So then, Shita, that's a tremendous hezek. Of course, you'll have to build it up again. The Mara says, so far, the Karilo, my Karilo, what was your question in the first place? Pshita, where it fell down, where you had it up already once, there it does tremendous damage. So Mara says, true, but say Fitzrachlei. Midal damas ulamalei mechayov anoisoid. That even though the first wall, let's say, was 10 amas tall, we don't force you to build up the second wall also 10 amas. It's enough just to build it up 4 amas. Once you have the wall 4 amos, that's like 8 or 7 feet tall, so that's enough to stop the normal sight that he won't be able to look in. You don't have to build it up higher than that. So if so, again, you don't have a proof, what's going to be the locha by regular hezek, sheinariya, whether it's called a hezek or not. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding down the base on the base. Now, again, we're in the middle of the proof to bring it. We're bringing a proof to the Shaila. If Hezek Riya is Shemei Hezek, that means if somebody could look in and see what you're doing and that bothers you, do you have a right to make him to make him stop to build a wall or not? So Toshima, it says Koyfenoisa Livnois the Beishar Videlis Lachotzer. The people living in a chotzer in a courtyard, we have a right to force everybody to chip in together to build a Beishar. That's like a mechitza by the entrance. The delas lechotzer, and also to have a door to the chotzer. So Rashi says, Beis Hashar means, She'boinim koisel neged Hashar. They build a wall near the Shar, near the entrance. Ogol, around, Soviv. The yoisim b'yoisekev pesakotim. And in that circle, like, they make a small opening from the side, in order that the people in the Shusarabim, when they walk by, they cannot look in and see what's doing in the Chotzer. So we see, we tell everybody in the Chotzer to chip in together to build a wall to stop the Rabim from looking in. So here you see that when Rabim look in, it bothers, it's a hezek. Therefore we have a chiyuv to stop it. So the Mursa Shmami of Nesha could be approved that hezek riya shmei hezek. There is a hezek like that. The fact that Rabbim are looking in, that bothers us. And therefore, we have a right to stop it. Seriously, it's a chiddush. Like, we can't force the Rabbim to pay. We don't know who to get the money from. So therefore, there's a chiv upon everybody inside. Everybody has to chip in together to build that wall. So Gemara says, no, here there's no proof. I'll tell you, hezek of the Rabbim Shani. When the whole Rabbim, when the Rishus to Rabbim could look in and see what you're doing, that really bothers you. Therefore, you have a right. It should be stopped. A wall should be built. But our shalom in the Mishnah is when you have two people that own the chotzer together, only two people, and now they divide up, so could one person force the other one to build on the chitza? That's our shalom. Maybe since only one person is looking on, that's not so bad, that's not such a hezek, maybe you can't force him to build the wall. Now I must say, oh, the yochid lois, you want to tell me, when only one person looks on, that does not bother so much? Toshma, bring your proof on this also. It says Alocha in Cholkin es haChotzer Achihed bo daladamas lozer v'daladamas lozer. Really, when we have a chotzer owned by two people, and now one person decides to divide up to make a chalukah, so he has a right to do that if there's 8 amos inside it. That means when they divide up, each one will get 4 amos. If each one will have 4 by 4, that's called yesh pekadei chalukah. So when there is that much in this chotzer, then we tell them to divide up. The Gemara says, my love doesn't mean to say, because they have to divide up and now they have to build a wall between them. Why? Because Hezek Riyah is Shemei Hezek. So this should be a proof that Hezek Riyah is called Shemei Hezek. The Gemara says, Loi, I'll tell you what it means here, but Mesifas Biyano just means to make a little fence there with reeds, that's all. Just like to know the boundary. But there maybe is no chiyev to stop the fact the other person could look in. Maybe Hezek Riyah is love Shemei Hezek. You cannot force them to build a big wall. Toshma, come in here. It says, Hachalonis. If somebody has windows next to your wall, Rashi says, Echod mevnei hashutfim, haboina koisel v'chotzer, kineged chalonoisar shechadeiroi. Like, you have your house there, and you have windows in your house, and the next door neighbor is like building up a wall, and that wall is going to be near your chalonis. So it's like this, Hachalonis. Bein milmalo, whether the wall is above your chaloin. Bein milmato, whether the wall is below your window. O bein mekinegdoin, whether the wall is right next to your window. Dal ramas, the wall has to be dal ramas away. It has to be dal ramas away from you. It shouldn't stop the light from coming in. It has to either be dal ramas higher or else dal ramas below. But it cannot be within the dal ramas of your window. Why not? L'chur, because if it's within the dalalamas of your window, he could just look into your window and it's going to harm you. So l'chur, you see, hezek riya, shemei hezek. The fact he's looking in and it's bothering you, that's called shemei hezek. V'tonio lo, we learned on this b'raisa, the pshat is, milmalin k'deish lo yatis v'yira. It shouldn't be, it has to be taller then 4 amos above your window, because otherwise you could just look in to look down and see what's doing in your window. Milamata, and it has to be lower than dollar amos from your window, because he shouldn't stand on top of the wall and just look into your window. And mikinegdon, the wall can't be next to your window within dollar amos, it has to be away dollar amos, kadesh lo yafil, that it should not make a dark. Like if the next person builds up a wall next to your window, it'll take away the light coming in. But at kol ponim, we see it has to be above the dollar amis from your window in order that he should not be able to stand there and look in. What's wrong if he looks in? That's called hezek riya. He's damaging you. You won't be able to do dvarim shevetzino inside your house. So that bothers you. So you see, there is a chiyuv. There should be a mechitza there. He should stop. So Mar says, I'll tell you, hezekah debayi shani. In a house, it's much different. We spoke about yesterday. In a house, in a bayis, it's aimed to do dvarim shevetzino. You do private things there. You take a bath. You do private things in your house. Therefore, for somebody else to look in the window, that's a terrible bother. Such a hezek riya to look inside a bayis, that's for sure shemei hezek. He's called a mazik. He has to stop doing what he's doing. Our shalom in the Mishnah is by two shutzim of a chotzer. Outside in the chotzer, you don't do that many dvarim shevetzino. So maybe there the hezek riya is loy shemei hezek. So you can't bring me a proof from a bayis to a chotzer. Toshima, come in here. The Yomar of Nachman Omar Shmuel, Gag Hasamach Lechotzach Adairoi, if one person has his roof, his house, and on top of the house he has his roof, which is near looking over the roof, you could see your friend's chotzer. You could see your friend's courtyard. So Oysen Loi Maka Gavoya Dal Damit. We force the person that owns the Gag to put up a Maka, to put a roof around his Gag, Dal Damit tall. In other words, even though Hilchas Maka, it's enough just to have Yutzvachim. Always the Mechitza is Yutzvachim. So Hilchas Makkah, you can't have, you know, a roof without a gate around it. It would have been enough dalat tfachim. Here you have to have a tall dalat amis. Why? So you should not be able to look down and see what your friend is doing in his chatzar. So the Khuri is